Another classic radio air check on the home of classic top 40 radio, airchecks.com.
Hi, this is a
Trey Cool of Green Day.
This is Angus Young and
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
What's up with the Beatsy Boys?
Hey, it's Chris Cornell.
This is Chester from Linkin Park
on WAAF.
In the desert, a savior from the godforsaken season we call winter in New England.
Okay, man, we get the picture.
Sorry. Bourbon and Bacon is back for 2020, and it's bigger and better than ever. The fifth annual celebration of all things bourbon and bacon takes over Encore Boston Harbor on Saturday, March 21st. There will be two sessions, including VIP options with early entry. Your ticket includes some of the best bourbons in the country and mouth-watering bacon-inspired dishes from Boston's best restaurants. More room, more fun, and most importantly, more bourbon and bacon. Brought to you by new KM Bacon, the official bacon of bourbon and bacon. Get more info and purchase tickets today at baconevent.com. The only station that really rocks.
Turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go.
Am I getting through?
Loud and clear.
WAAF.
So a texter says, is anyone hosting the morning show today? And, well, I've been here since, I don't know, what time was that? 4:30? And I said, you know what? I don't know if it's right if I go on the radio because, you know, yesterday Carrie and Shu were on from like 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. And, you know, they had all kinds of guests and there were a bunch of people coming in. And, you know, no one's coming in here at 7 in the morning. And I just thought it was kind of weird for just this one random dude to be on the radio by himself and talk about everything that's going on. And today's the last day of WAAF. But, you know, I'll be honest. When that text came in a little while ago that said, is anyone hosting the morning show? I was like, you know what? One person cares. That one texter wanted to know if there was someone here. And because of you, 774 texter, I'm here. And you know who else is here? Kat is here. Kat, you were one of the Hillman, what was the title? What did he call you guys? Peons?
Yeah, something like that. Minions?
What?
No.
What were you? Assistant producers?
Assistant producers and, you know, people to fight off Scott from Wayman.
And we were talking about how you went on the air with Hillman a bunch of times.
Yeah, it was a couple times, actually.
And the weird thing was, Greg had you give out your social media accounts.
Yeah, I
was always kind of curious, like, what happens after that? Like, and now, so I'm just going to act like we're having this conversation for the first time. How many people did you end up getting to respond because of the Greg Hill call out?
I was shocked. I actually didn't even look at my phone until maybe like 10 minutes after that because I went straight, you know, back to work after. And I checked my phone and it actually originally froze. And
wow. From all the traffic, you think?
From all the traffic, because I had about 200-300 followers after just that, like, wow, 5-minute segment. And I think, you know, in today's world, you want to piece together who you're listening to. That's actually something that I find myself doing, which before social media, I don't think people really did that. They didn't really have a chance. And I think now it's, you want to see who's behind the mic, you know?
You know, I don't have social media at all. I've never had a social media account. I don't do it.
I'm going to make
and
one for
I
you.
And I got into radio because I don't want people knowing what I look like.
Now it's
that
the
was
opposite.
The whole point of radio was because we're ugly. You know, I didn't get into TV with this face. So anyway, listen, Carrie's going to be here. Shu's going to be here. I think they're going to be in here around 10. But like I said, I didn't want to go on today because there's no one here. I just didn't want to be on by myself talking about this stuff. But they got all the guests coming in. I know that they have, I think Bob and Zip are coming in at 5. I think Spaz is coming in around 1. Who else did they say?
I talked to Greg earlier. He said he was probably going to be in between 4 to 6. Danielle, around 3.
Okay, so it's going to be a full cast of characters. But the thing is, and this is the most important part, no one will be here except for me till 10.
7.3 WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston. WEI HD2 Lawrence. WWBX HD2 Boston. Radio.com station. The only station that really rocks. The legendary WAAF Boston.
So many texters are texting in. Thank you very much. I wasn't sure if anybody was really listening until 10 o'clock because that's all they were saying yesterday is they were talking about how all the guests were coming in tomorrow. And, you know, I was here and no one's coming into this place before 10 o'clock. And I was by myself and I'm like, what am I going to do? Go on by myself? It's just going to sound weird. Like, who's this random dude? But it's Mike Brangiforti. Kat is here. Kat.
Good morning.
Well, you're actually the reason why I'm going on, you and the texters who were asking if there was anybody here. So I figured, you know what, someone's actually here. Kat showed up, so I'm going to put you on. You were on with the Hillman Morning Show. How long were you on with Hillman?
Oh, geez, almost a year, actually. And it was, you know, it was an amazing experience, especially just seeing how everything worked out, you know, here and all these amazing listeners. It really, it's just a whole nother world, you know?
I think the best part is you spoke a couple minutes ago. And there was a text that came in that said, I love you, Amy Kat.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Amy Kat?
And then they said, I think I got to look for it. I love her voice. So I wonder if they were saying that they love Amy Kat's voice because they already know what it is or if they.
Who's Amy?
Could you please clarify?
Who is Amy? There's no Amy here. But 97107 is the text line. And if you want to call in, it's 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-WAAF, and I gotta take this phone call. I have always been such a huge fan of the Can Man.
Oh, Mike the Can Man!
I gotta talk to the Can Man. Hello?
Mike the Can Man is on the line again!
Hello, Mike the Can Man. How are you? I met you briefly when you were here at the radio station probably a couple of years ago when we were across the street at Guest Street. I was the guy that was in the back room when you came in the day you were there. I used to work the overnight shift, so I saw you when you were coming in at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. How are you?
I'm very good out there. The reason is out there now, even WAAF is taken over by the Educational Media Foundation.
They were taken over by them.
What?
We were taken over by them.
Yeah, the reason is we have called you out there. We're going to start a petition. How are we going to raise $10,750,000 to get the WAAF station back?
Yes.
Entercom has already been sold, but there's nothing I can do a thing about it.
Yes, I heard you speaking yesterday about, could you give that website out again, please?
It's www.change.org. Then my organization is 107.3 WAAF.
Yeah.
The only Boston station that really rocks.
Mm.
We need to spread the word fast. And how are we going to raise the $10,750,000? This is an impossible odds.
Now, let me ask you this. If we do raise that amount of money, do you think that the company would take that amount of money back, or do you think that they would want more?
We expect it will be at least about 15 to 20 million. This is impossible to the odds. This is not an easy task.
I agree, because they're going to want to make a little profit out of it, I would think.
That is true.
Now, let me ask you this also. If they do not accept the offer, will you be calling the Christian radio station to go on the air?
No.
Why?
Because the reason is...
Are you mad at God?
Let me ask you this. I am not a anti-NWO. It's like...
New World Order?
The New World Order. It's like Sting, the pro wrestler, becomes a rebel.
Yeah.
Yep. But if they can do out there, I believe it's going between the K-Love EMF form and the former WAF employees expected 14 people. I believe it's going to be the future of what's going on. I don't want to break any laws to any law enforcement community from cities and towns. I believe it's going to be definitely a civil war as of tomorrow after midnight right now.
Wasn't your nickname in high school K-Love?
No. This is a news station from EMF forum. This is nationwide.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, I just got to tell you, Can Man, I've enjoyed listening to you on the Hillman Morning Show for many, many years. You were one of my favorite characters.
Since August 13th, 2008, to begin my debut.
Wow, that's longer than I've been here, man.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to, if you like to success, once again, if you like to change to WAAF, since after it's gone, we're going to do every single day. We need about at least $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 signatures or $10.75 million as soon as this possibly can. Go to my website, go to go to Michael P. Mahal Organizer, the WAAF 107.3, the only station that really lost. You can Facebook me at Michael.P.Mahone or at Twitter at Michael P. Mahone. One word.
One word. Got it. All right. Thank you, Can Man. Listen, I got to play Slipknot because a bunch of people are requesting Slipknot. It's WAAF.
I felt the rise up in me. Lift down, clear the stone of leaves.
Are you ready?
The legendary WAAF.
So many people have been texting in ever since I was speaking with Kat. Now, Kat was part of the Hillman Morning Show for a couple of years, and I wasn't really planning on going on the radio this morning because nobody wants to come in before 10 o'clock because I'm too tired and I want to sleep. But this is our last day. So Kat showed up, and I said, you know what, Kat, you're going on the radio because I need somebody to talk to. It just sucks being by yourself talking about such a sad thing, and today's the last day. So
right.
Thank you for
it's
coming
like I'm
in.
Your therapist today, so, or you're my therapist.
Ever since you've been on the air, all the AAF listeners are texting, hey, what's Kat's social media? Can you, I want to get in touch with Kat. Is Kat hot? What's her social media? So do you want to give out your social media? It's up to you, because you don't have to if you want to, because you know you're going to get bombarded by everything.
Just no provocative images, please, in the DMs, as we say. DMs meaning direct messages for you, Mike.
I got you.
But yeah, I can give out my, my Instagram, if anybody has that. It's, at a Greek freak, A G R E E K F R E A K. So that really doesn't mean anything that you would think it means. It's just in our culture, being a freak is like, you know, being cool, crazy, whatever.
Listen, do me a favor. Make sure your ringer is off or your notifications are off. That thing is just going to blow up, and that's all we're going to hear.
Airchecks.com.